In fact, as Brother Myrie led in songs, he pointed to something that is indeed a thing that will stand in history, that in this year, it's almost a record in terms of the amount of death that we would have experienced as a country. And so many who have passed, it's not because of any wicked thing that they were doing. And so we, being here even now, would recognize that God has been gracious to us. Amen. When we reflect on how many persons would have succumbed to various types of illnesses, when we think about the amount of persons, different from the murders and so forth now, but persons by sheer accidents on the road, then we recognize that we have a lot to give God thanks for. And God didn't really have to care about us. But here we are on the eve of a new year. And I want to just share with you for a few minutes on the concept of stewardship. And let us start by reflecting to what extent, when God looks at us, He is happy with our stewardship. Let us take our minds for the weeks and the months ahead and challenge ourselves to be more effective stewards for God. And when we speak of our stewardship, we are saying that we have been entrusted by Almighty God with some things. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, it reads, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." And so, if we should do a study of God's word, then we recognize that God has entrusted us with some things. You know, in the gospel, both Matthew and Luke, they speak of this, the talents that we have been entrusted with. And we have been blessed with many things. And we can look enviously at what others have and say, well, I don't have that. But let's just step back a little. And we would recognize that we too have talents. Amen. We too have been given many gifts. And the question is, what have we been doing with these gifts? What have we been doing? Because we all have different gifts. In fact, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14 through 15, you know, the concept of steward continues to ring. And it says that God has entrusted His property. That God has entrusted His property to them. So this is where He was giving out the various talents. And the idea that we get here is that what we have been given is not really ours. It is God who has gone out of His way and He has entrusted this to us. And so we have a particular responsibility. In fact, it is true to say that as trustees or as stewards, we are not really owners of the many blessings, the many talents, the many gifts that we have been given. In fact, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 13, it uses the term, "till I come." Can we have that read? Luke chapter 19 and verse 13.
And he called his 10 servants.
So, you know, having entrusted these different things, he, you know, calls them and he says,
and delivered them 10 pounds.
10
and,
pounds.
And mm-hmm. said unto them,
yes,
occupy till I come.
Occupy till I come. And so here we are getting the picture again that we are given these things till God comes. And so at some point, we will need to give an account for what we have been given. You see, the truth is that we have been bought. And so it is important that we keep that which has been committed to our trust. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20, the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy that which he has been given, that he keeps it in good trust. You know, it is a good thing that we, in fact, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14.
That good thing
which was committed unto thee
keep by the Holy Ghost
with. So this good thing that we have received, ensure that we keep. And so again, the idea is that it is not us. We didn't just get this gift and we own it. It is something to which we have been entrusted, and we should keep it. And then let me quickly say, because you know, it is easy for us to say, oh, so that which God has given to us, let me keep it. Let me not use it wisely. It is mine. You know, in fact, in the story of the talents, one of the person who received the gift had that very same concept. And he took the gift and he hid it. And when the master came back, he said, well, see, this is what you give me here. So at least he knew that he should give it back. But here it is that sometimes we think that the talents we have, the abilities we have, it is ours. But the truth is that God expects us to use the talents. And so if we go back to where we started, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. You see that word minister? You know, we start to get hooked on the concept of minister. You know, we say, Brother Mitchell is our minister. But can I tell you that as Christians, we are all ministers? The concept of minister is that we serve. Amen. And so God expects all of us to serve, amen, to minister with those gifts that he has provided to us. In fact, the NIV says we should use whatever gifts received to serve others. Brother Mary used the term, you know, a word of exhortation. Right? And I'm going to hold true to that concept, or take the concept. I haven't done a study of it, but I don't know if the word exhortation has in it anything short. But I'm going to put that on it. All right? So I'm not going to be talking to you very long. And so I want you to just keep track on where I am, because in a very few minutes, I'll be finished. Now, what we would have seen is that we have been entrusted with some gifts, some talents. But one of the things that we need to be conscious of is that at some point in time, we will be held accountable. So we can reflect now, you know, we are ending the year, and if we had some downtime and was reflecting, then we could ask ourselves, well, to what extent did I utilize the good health that God gave me during this year to minister to others? To what extent did I, this year, utilize the money that God has blessed me with to help, to serve, to minister to others? And then somebody said, Brother Webb, what are you talking about? After me not getting a whole heap of money this year. Well, if you got $100,000 this year, who allowed you to get it? Was it this year that we got this new change in the threshold?
Yeah.
Where if you don't earn X amount, you don't pay any tax? So, did we increase our offering any at all because we benefited from that tax break? Christians are talking to you. To what extent, and many of us saying, but I don't even see it anymore. Right? But to what extent did we think and say, God has allowed us to have this extra amount? And what did I do with that for God? That job that I didn't have at the start of the year, but then God gave me a job. Have I used that any for the sake of Christ? You know, I could talk until next year and talk about things that we have been blessed with in 2017. But we have to be conscious that at the end of it, we will have to give an account. In fact, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36 talks about the fact that we will need to give an account at the judgment. Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, we'll have to give an account to God. You see what is happening here? It is easy for us, like at the close of the year, to say, well, you know, and I did well. Then the person sitting beside you can't know that you probably didn't do well. Although a lot of times we know, even among ourselves, we know within ourselves that we have not done well. Sometimes we can look around, and because of how we have interacted with each other, we know that our neighbor has not done well. But we can't fool each other. I dare say we can even fool ourselves. True? We can fool ourselves and say that we have done well. But there's going to come a time when we have to give an account at the judgment. And we are going to give an account to God Almighty. Amen. And guess what? He knows everything. Amen. So it's not in our interest to fool ourselves. You know, I'm not a finance person, but I've heard this term, creative accounting. And so persons will want to indicate to their stakeholders, their shareholders, that they're a viable organization, and so they creatively balance the account to show that, you know, they made a profit, or that, you know, the liability is not so bad. We cannot get creative with Almighty God. He knows us, and we have to give an account to that which He has entrusted to us. In fact, if we go back to 1 Peter chapter 4, If we pick up at verse 4, then it tells us that God is almost ready to judge the quick and the dead. Correction. He's not almost ready. God is ready. He is ready to judge the quick, those who are fast. He's ready, he's prepared, he's equipped to judge those who are alive. That's what quick is really about, as well as the dead. Can you imagine that? So here it is. They say, well, I might die before judgment comes, you know. So God is going to judge those who are alive when he comes. No. Even if you die before judgment time comes, God is ready, prepared, and equipped to judge us. Amen. Have we been accountable? All right. Because it's not, should I call it you or me? All right, let me call it me. All right, so we're talking about accounts. All right, I'm not a financial person. But I learned enough about some double entry. All right, so your liability and your asset and your debit and your credit. It's almost like God expects us to work that out. And when we read through 1 Peter chapter 4, we see several things. In verse 8, it talks about a place for love. All right, let's read that. We won't be able to read all of the things, but let's, verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 4. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover a multitude of sins. All right, so which side is credit and which side is debit? Debit. All right. So we must have some love. All right, I don't know how much amount of love. But God expects us to have some love. In verse 9, use hospitality. So we must be hospitable to one another. Can we reflect quickly? To what extent have I demonstrated love through this year? To what extent have I been hospitable to others? Verse 11, we need to share the word. Share the word? That's the gospel. To what extent have I been evangelistic? These are all things that God has expectations of us. We need to serve. All right, we need to minister. Verse 11. We need to be sober. All right, so no drunk business. All right, we need to be sober. And we could drill down into sober, because sometimes we are not drunk with liquor. But sometimes we are drunk with all manner of sin. But let me not go there. We need to pray. These are all things I put on the debit side of the equation of the accounts. So verse 7 speaks about us being sober and that we ought to pray. To what extent have we had a good prayer life through 2017? As we embark on 2018, this is another grand opportunity for us to start doing a lot of these. Because if we missed it in 2017, thank God. Well, I'm making the assumption that we're all going to be here for 2018. We can't drop down dead right here, so you know. Verse 15, brother. Help me here. We are still at 1 Peter chapter 4. But let none of you
suffer as a murderer.
All right, stop. All right, so these are our debit. And here is our credit. All right, so it says, let none of these. So I'm talking now about some liability. All right, let's hear what some of the liabilities.
Suffer as a murderer.
Don't suffer as a what?
As a murderer.
Murderer.
Or as a thief.
Wait, man, brother. Is over 1,600 people get murdered this year? Any one of us in here is a murderer? I don't know. But if you're a murderer, in the scheme of accounting, God says that this is not something that we should be practicing. Read.
Or as a thief.
Thief. Anybody here a thief? I put some more X. Purloin. What's that word? Purloin. Thief. Taking things of small value. So what if I take the staple machine from work? Thief. Here's another. Extortioner. Thief. Because I've just charged you more than that which I should. I've extorted from you. I'm taking things that I did not put value in to get. So I should really put in the collection plate $1,000. But I put $100. Thief. Can I fix that up, Brother Mitchell? But some person went and said, they're saying that $1,000 is a good amount to give. Okay. I should have given to the Lord $100,000, but I gave $10,000. Thief. Remember, who's going to judge again? God. Amen. And he knows. Amen. The passage finish?
Nor as an evildoer.
Evildoer. Oh, man. If you are an evildoer, in the balancing thing, you're going to be out of balance in the scheme of things. Evildoer. We could go to passage upon passage to help us to understand who is an evildoer. And guess what? You notice that the evildoer is not just the person who is identified different from the person who thief and murder. When you tell lie upon people, yes, that's doing evil. I could give you a long list of evildoers, but for time's sake. Busybody. Is that in the passage? Continue reading the passage.
Or as a busybody in other men's matters.
So if I am a busybody, is that I or a Y? Busybody. If I'm a busybody, all right, and we can be busybody in our own business. That's good. You must be busy about your thing, right? But when you're busy, you're a busybody in other person's matter, then also that is a liability. Credit side. It not causing the equation to balance off. Wonder if you see what I've seen. When God comes to judge, He's judging the murderer, the thief, the evildoer. In whatever way you do evil, He puts you in the same category like the murderer and the thief. And He puts the busybody in the same category as the thief. God is just as dissatisfied with the busybody as He is with the murderer. Can you imagine that? Just imagine that. Then, the writer of Peter, if we jump down to verse 17, says something that is very frightening to me. 17 following. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. That's the church. So the judgment is going to start with us in the church. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? As Christians, it's going to start with us as Christians. We get a lot of help by the fact that we have obeyed the gospel. We have obeyed the gospel of God. We have obeyed the gospel of God. Is that an asset? Is that something that will be a debit or a credit to us? I think it's going to be over here. That we have obeyed the word of God. This makes a big difference in terms of what happens. It does. So I say to those who are visiting with us, have you obeyed the gospel? Have you embraced this the gospel? Have you obeyed the gospel? You see, when we have done this, it helps with all, you see, because this, you see this one here, never drill into it, you know. If I should have broken this down, this evil doer, it would be a whole lot of things coming down. But the fact that we have obeyed the gospel puts us in a position where we can, God has helped us to balance the equation.
That's right.
Now, how do you do this? We do this by believing that Jesus Christ is in fact the Son of God. We believe that He came to earth and He died for us. You need to believe that. Well, I just told you, you have heard it. We need to make a change, a turn, to decide that I'm no longer going to be serving self, but God. It's no longer going to be the things that I want to do, but the things that God wants me to do. That's the change we're talking about. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. We need to confess Christ as Lord and Savior. And we need to be immersed in water to be saved. You know that if you understand that, you can obey the gospel before 2018.
Right.
Yes, you can. And for us as Christians, we have started a journey, but it's a journey that we should be continuing and continuing to obey the word. So as we embark on 2018, Let us be good stewards, recognizing that what we have is given by God in trust, and that we are really not the owners of our time and all of the other talents and gifts that He has given to us, not even our health. But take the warning, yes, the warning that there is going to come a time when we have to give an account. We have to give an account. Time does not permit me to highlight the fact that we have a personal responsibility for this stewardship. We cannot rely on our minister to take care of what we need to take care of, nor our spouse, our parents, a fellow co-worker. I am responsible. I am the one who will have to give an account for me. I can't give an account for you.
That's right.
Or for you.
That's right.
I thank you.